While commercial poultry producers are aware and have been practicing biosecurity measures, it's the smaller backyard producers that many worry about. Georgia State veterinarian Dr. Robert Cobb explains what anyone who raises poultry needs to be looking for.
Avian influenza can be the low pathogenic kind, can be kind of under the radar. It doesn't cause a lot of death, can cause illness. But in high pathogenic avian influenza, you're going to see a very large increase in mortality very rapidly. For example, some of these commercial flocks of turkeys that have been infected with this high pathogenic avian influenza, they would be tested on one day, and before the test results could come back, 80% of them would be dead. And that would happen within a two-day period of time. And so it's very highly pathogenic, kills very readily. And so if you have any disease within your poultry, in your backyard, anything that's out of the norm, sick bird, increased mortality, you should always contact your veterinarian, contact the Georgia Poultry Laboratory or the state veterinarian's office, and we'll put you in touch with who you need to be in touch with so that we can determine what's causing the mortality within your birds.
Dr. Cobb says the Georgia Department of Agriculture website has more information about avian influenza and how the virus can infect chickens, turkeys, pheasants, quail, ducks, and other birds.
That website is www.agr.georgiaspelledout.gov, and there's a special section in the animal health section that talks about avian influenza.
And while AI has not been found this summer, Dr. Cobb knows later this fall it could become an issue again. So any evidence of increased disease in poultry should immediately be reported. For more information, again, go to their website, agr.georgia.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.